Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and has Campaneris trapped. There's the throw to Clark and over to Killebrew, who tags Campaneris for the out. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Cater reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to home to get Cater. Bando moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Monday out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a pop-up towards the mound. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Cater reaches third base with a triple. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Monday reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Monday reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nettle scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Duncan moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander pinch runs for Rod Carew. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosporo pinch hits for Bob Miller. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosporo for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Campanera scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Cater moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Castro moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.